Dear friends, Lent is a season when we experience the solidarity of the entire church supporting us as we each attempt to grow in holiness. Sometimes the practice of giving up something for Lent, such as sweets, alcohol, television, video games, etc., is perceived as a negative approach to Lent in contrast to performing acts of charity for others. I've heard people declare that they're not giving up anything for Lent, but rather they're doing all positive things. Well, I understand the sentiment and agree that we must be careful not to turn Lent into an exercise where we're seeking to perfect ourselves through self-discipline. It is erroneous to view various forms of fasting or self-denial as, quote, negative practices. In reality, fasting can be an extremely powerful form of prayer. In chapter 9 of St. Mark's Gospel, Jesus is able to heal a boy that his apostles had failed to help. When the disciples asked Jesus why they were unable to heal the child, Jesus observes that this kind of demon can only be cast out through prayer and fasting. Fasting can be a powerful form of intercessory prayer for us and others. Fasting also is a means to gain freedom from addiction or dependencies. Fasting empowers us to remove the idols, the false gods, which have become more important to us than our relationship with God. Recently, I visited our seminarians attending St. John Vianney Seminary in Denver, Colorado. One of the unique features of the program at St. John Vianney Seminary is that before beginning theological or philosophical studies, seminarians must participate in what is labeled a spirituality year. The entire year is devoted to helping these future priests develop a vibrant prayer life. During the spirituality year, the men attend lectures. However, they're not required to write term papers or take exams. They're given the opportunity to read and ponder Catholic spiritual classics. They study for their own self-enrichment, the masters of the Catholic spiritual tradition. During the spirituality year, the men are also required to participate in an immersion experience during which they serve the poor, the vulnerable, and the marginalized. During the course of the year, the seminarians participate in several retreats, and the entire experience culminates with a 30-day Ignatian retreat. The spirituality year participants also engage in a technology fast, during which they can only access the internet for a few hours on Saturday. For many at the beginning of the year, they consider this a Herculean task, but as the year progresses, they discover they are less distracted in prayer and better able to engage in more fruitful and significant conversations with their classmates. Fasting has the capacity to allow us to experience a greater level of authentic freedom, liberating us from dependencies on material things, while creating opportunities to grow in virtues that enable us to serve others. It also creates an environment where we develop a greater capacity for friendship. An essential for a grace-filled and fruitful Lent is receiving the sacrament of reconciliation. It is through this sacrament that we experience the merciful love of Jesus in a most profound and personal way. A sincere and devout sacramental confession has the power to be life-changing. The sacrament of reconciliation is also all about freedom. This sacrament has a unique power to unburden us from the weight of our sins. Through our experience of sacramental confession, we are better equipped to bring God's mercy to others. Once again, this Lent, the opportunity for confession will be available in most of our churches every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Please take advantage of these Wednesday nights as well as the other opportunities for the Sacrament of Reconciliation. The Catholic understanding of freedom is not the ability to do whatever we want as long as we do not hurt other people in some obvious way. From the Catholic perspective, freedom is not doing what we prefer, but rather choosing the noble and the good. In addition to our practices of self-renunciation, helping us to develop the habits of virtue, our experience of God's merciful and unconditional love through the sacrament of reconciliation empowers and inspires us to bring God's mercy to others. While a fruitful Lent will involve acts of self-renunciation, Lent is not primarily about giving up pleasurable things, but rather about developing the virtues that will help us realize the freedom and the joy that results from loving others. Lent is all about freedom and joy. May our Lenten commitments this year liberate us from being enslaved by false gods, help us grow in virtue, and enable us to experience the merciful love of Jesus in a new and more complete way. May Lent help us to be better equipped to bring the merciful and unconditional love of Jesus to others. Thanks for listening, and God bless.